I want to give you something in terms of objection handling. And this is a real life example, what we did. And you probably have come across that in your sales life as well. So I'm going to explain that to you. So here's the situation. Here's a situation with one of our clients. So it's a tech company. They send out a proposal, and all of a sudden, a couple of months into the deal, the board of directors are blocking the deal. As I said, these are the hidden veto stakeholders that we did not know. We were not able, or our customers were not able to talk to up until now. And there was no way to get a hold of the board of directors, to talk to them, to sit down together with them, even for 5 or 10 minutes, and explain and apply the probing sales framework and lead them through their decision-making process. So we had to be a little bit creative about that. So we had to work together very closely with our customer, and our customer had to work very closely together with their primary contact in their buying organization. So here are the questions that we designed for that situation. We asked, how did the board evaluate and support new solutions in the past? That's very important for us and also for our customer to understand. How did the board of directors make a decision in the past? So we need to have that understanding in order to work with them, in order to give them what they need to move that project forward. The next question that we asked is, how is the board planning on supporting the business and the leadership teams to meet and exceed the goals for the next 12 months? Now, what this question does is really invoke critical thinking. Because if you have been asked that question, you would sit down and think, okay, what are we doing in order to help our guys? What do we need to do, maybe? What are we not doing? These are all the questions that once you've asked that question, the person on the receiving end starts thinking. And that's exactly what we wanted to achieve with that question. We wanted to get the board of directors to think not only short term, but also long term, not only about the leadership team, but also the change facilitating factors, the change prohibiting factors. We wanted to move them to a point where they gave us a response in terms of, okay, this is what we want to do. The funny thing is, once you get that response, it's very easy to see and identify where they contradict what they say. So their response, how their response contradicts their actions. And nobody likes being in a position where their words does not match their actions. Having that question on board was very important for our client in that particular situation to make the board of directors think. And also then moving on, what internal bottlenecks in your decision-making process would need to be resolved first to make you comfortable moving forward with this project? There's a lot of things going on in this little question alone. First of all, we assume that there are bottlenecks, that there are internal politics that keep them from greenlighting that project. Our customers knew that from talking to their primary contact. So it's fair to assume for us that there are some things, some situations, some circumstances that prevent the deal from moving forward or to prevent the board of directors to sign that off. So we wanted to ask very directly without being intrusive, without being too offensive, but we needed to have answers to that. So we said, okay, what internal bottlenecks in your decision-making process? If you notice, we said decision-making process because that's like an abstract thing. We didn't say, are you having any challenges? Are you having any disputes that need to be resolved? Because that could have been a personal attack, and we didn't want that. We wanted to get the board of directors on our side. And so we blamed the bottlenecks on the decision-making process, not on the personal level. Now, if you've come across the three appeals in communication, that's logos, ethos, and pathos. Now, making someone comfortable or being comfortable, of course, that is, I would say, more an emotional connection. That's more kind of the pathos side of things. And we are appealing to that right now. So we are appealing not only to the logical side of it with the question prior to that, how are you planning on supporting your business goals? But we are also now moving into the emotional side of things and to simply and plainly ask them, how can we make you comfortable moving forward? And these three appeals are very important to understand and also apply in your conversation. What we did with that question is to move the board of directors from the logical side of things with the question that we asked prior about how are they supporting and planning to support the leadership team to meet the goals. We are moving them now into the emotional side of things. How can we make you comfortable moving forward? Now, we don't know anything about the board of directors. They could be mainly on the logical side. They could be mainly on the emotional side, but we needed to dig into that and just get an idea of what resonates with them and what didn't. The next question we asked was, how would the board know beforehand if this new solution we would train your team on would give you the ROI and competitive edge you were looking for? So how would they know before they signed off if this solution that our customers would implement would give them the ROI that they were looking for and the competitive edge that they were looking for? The important thing here is, how would they know beforehand, before signing off? What does that question do? That question hopefully gets us a response of what they want to see from us as the solution provider, as the vendor. And it can be case studies, it can be a proposal, it can be a scope of work, it might even be having a conversation or having a meeting. But we didn't know all of that. So we had to ask that in a very specific question, which we did with that question. And also, of course, if that wasn't enough, the last question was then, what would you need to see from us as the vendor in order to support you and your team in your consideration and decision-making process? Again, hadn't we gotten enough information out of the question prior to that, we would have asked that question, right? What would you need to see from us to make you comfortable, to give you all the information that you need, logos, pathos, and so on? Well, I hope that example made it a little bit clearer for you how you can apply the probing sales framework so easily into any situation, into any industry, any sector, as long as you're in sales and you want to close more deals and you want to close those deals that you should be closing.
Thank you for listening to the Sales Nation podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to honeycombagency.co.uk. If you loved this episode, head over to iTunes or Spotify to subscribe, rate, and leave a 5-star review. It's very much appreciated. Thank you.